Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Wake up, open, sleepy eyes, stretch out, make up the bed, now dress up, walk out the front door, turn on the radio talk show.
Alu means potato.
It means potato.
Yes.
Really? Alu rhymes with Lou and it means potato.
That's correct.
So you're calling me a spud.
Forgot about Alu.
This is a brand new day.
It is a brand new sunny, beautiful day in Chicago. Good morning. Lou Manfredini here with the House Smarts Radio. This hour of the show is brought to you by Ace Hardware and by wetandforget.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Thank you so much for listening. Morning to Domati, Joe, and Lindsay. Nice to have you aboard.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It is a beautiful day out today, right?
It really is.
This is the kind of stuff we wait for in this town, is these kinds of days. Beautiful weather, and the sun is shining. It really is. I know we keep talking about this, but this Allstate Skyline studio right here with the sun behind us coming up in the morning is just spectacular. It is really something else. So I hope you all get to that. Are we going to ever invite like listeners to come and tour the place?
We should.
Right? They should they should do like a listener appreciation party.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And have a thing where we have people register somehow and then randomly have a party here to really show, like, you know what? It could be like an essay contest where, right? So I want the, you know.
Really making people work for this.
Right,
huh?
Exactly. No. Right, exactly. But Joe.
Work.
No, I want the, you know what I mean? I am so lucky when I meet people all the time. They'll say, I have listened to WGN Radio since right? Since the dawn of time. And those listeners, that kind of loyalty is the ones we should celebrate the most. Know what I mean?
Who's going to be reading these essays?
Oh, I put it all on Steve Cochran. Hey, you're the morning guy. You have to take the good and the bad, right? But we could read those essays, like do a little 50 words or less. So we could do it, you know, kind of quick. You got to be short and to the point, right? Like a newscast, don't you?
I like that.
Right? You can't be, you know, can't be like, we're not reading War and Peace here. So now we get, and maybe what we do is we make it a quarterly thing so that we can get more people here and they come take pictures and then come different parts of the shows, right? Like it'd be really fun. Right?
I like it.
I'm in.
Listener,
we have this cute little stage over here.
Right. Listener appreciation thing. And then we could talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Be really fun.
Get some live music at the stage. Like
right?
Lindsay
beboppers.
Said.
Beboppers.
We could be you and we could have, you should have on your bebopper show, you should have Mike Steven, you know, who's a harmonica player, come to a bebopper show.
I have been, you know, this is funny because I just thought, I mean, I've always wanted to play the harmonica.
No.
I think it would be a great. I want to do like the Bob Dylan.
Aren't you still learning to play the guitar?
But yeah. The Bob Dylan thing where he puts that thing around his neck, you know, and then I would sing.
Oh,
and then, you know,
I love that.
A one-man band.
That, right, and you can get like a bass drum on your back. You'd look like Dick Van Dyke.
Mary Poppins.
Right.
Which we just watched this week.
There
so
you
cute.
So anyway, just think about
that.
Oh,
look, we're getting texts. They're starting their essays right now.
Right. Tell Lou to shut the... All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Anything I can help you with today, just pick up the phone and give me a call. We have a really cool local inventor who created something to help you get organized in and around your home. We came up and we were talking about it earlier. It's a great idea for if you're a gymnasium or a teacher in a school or like a rec center as well. It could really be a good one as well. Then later on, we're going to talk with a manager over at a company called Decorators. If you're looking to maximize your outdoor space, this company Decorators has been around for a long time. They make railing accessories, but they also have come up with this really cool storage thing that I saw that I think you'll find pretty interesting as well. So that'll be coming up a little bit later on this morning. But I want to get to your phone calls now at 312-981-7200 and answer whatever I can for you this morning. Lindsay's just getting that going, putting up on the screen there. And we'll get to those calls in just a minute. One of the things with this Decorators product is they also make a line of synthetic decking, which is new for them as well. And so that's something that I think you'll find interesting as well. Let's go to Oak Park, where Gary is on the line. Gary, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
Three sections of wall mirrors on my wall. They're 6.5 feet tall and 4 feet wide each, so it's 12 feet, and they're all separate sections. How do I get them off?
Mm-hmm. You want to get them off?
Well, you tell me.
Okay. So, I mean, you're going to break them. You know, they typically put it up with an adhesive that's a pretty substantial adhesive. So, one of the tricks is to take in those sections. What I would do is take some. How would I do this just to keep you safe on all this? Take some plastic and cut it to fit in each one of those panels, like a drop cloth or so, and then tape it to there with duct tape.
Okay.
You want to do it in sections. So, like, you know, if it's how tall did you say it is?
6.5 feet
Yeah,
tall.
So cut a little piece of plastic, tape it on there, cut another piece of plastic, tape it on. So you're kind of collecting all this. Then if you can you get behind it on one side of it, or is it corner to corner?
It's corner to corner.
Ooh, all right. So then you got to work on the middle one first.
Okay.
And you got to get in between the seams with a putty knife, and you're going to snap it. And wear some leather gloves and eye protection, and you're going to start peeling it away. And if you can, once you get one section away, you should be able to scrape and hopefully get larger sections pulled away as well. But, you know, hopefully you're not superstitious and you'll be able to pull it off without a problem.
I've got 4 leaf clovers for that.
Good. Well, put those in your pocket while you're doing it. And then what are you going to do to the wall when you're done?
I'm going to plaster over it, I guess.
Yeah, right. You'll end up peeling a bunch of that paper off of there. And so you'll more than likely have to skim coat it and go from there and then do your patching and then your painting after
that. Okay, now, do I use a hammer on it? Is that what you're saying, to break it?
Well, what I would do is take a wide putty knife, like a 4-inch putty knife, and get in between that seam and kind of angle towards the middle and maybe do a little tapping to get one chunk out. And then the bigger the chunks, obviously, the better for you. And if you can scrape it, I can't stress enough, though, the taping of the glass and the leather gloves, good leather gloves when you're doing this work.
Right, right.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you much.
You got it, Gary. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's 7:21 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You know what it is. House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
I'm coming up with an addition to our fabulous new studios here. And I think that Steve Cochran and those that sit in this chair are going to like it. The studios here, the stands are taller. The consoles are taller. So I'm actually standing right now as I'm speaking to you. And the chairs are higher. They have like a little ring around them. You know, like if
jumping around.
Like if you were at a bar, you know, when you at a bar stool. Mm-hmm. But I want something in front to put my feet on. Like a little stool. So I'm going to build an angled footrest.
Okay. And is that maybe gonna be after your doorbell?
Well, I forgot the doorbell. The other thing that would be fun is I could make it like with a gas pedal and a clutch and a brake, so you could have some fun.
Oh yeah!
Right?
Can you make me one in here too?
Maybe. I gotta get the doorbell thing worked out first. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Norm in Mount Prospect. Norm, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello, Lou. Hey, my wife wakes up to you every Saturday morning and makes sure that I've got my house in good order, and that's why I'm calling.
Tell your wife thank you.
What I have is a problem with my concrete foundation on two corners where sometimes there's a little bit of water, but not too high. But it's eroding, so I've got about a foot down where just a little bit of the corner, maybe 4 inches, 3 inches on another side are, and on two spots. So what I did is I dug it out and I cleared it out and I cleaned it out. And do you put mortar in there and build it up?
It's concrete, right?
We're talking about concrete.
And how deep?
Concrete to brick. Yeah.
Well, the concrete is the bottom, and then it goes to the brick. But now what's missing is it, how deep is it?
It's about a foot in both spots.
Wow, foot deep.
I cleaned it out, and below that, it's fine. Below that, it's not crumbling. But it's just a little piece, you know, like maybe like 3 inches one way, 4 inches the other way. But I want to get it in good order.
Right, but I'm trying to follow. If you were going to put concrete in it, how deep would that concrete be?
Oh, about 2 inches, 3 inches.
Oh, okay. All right. So one of the things that you could use that would probably work pretty well is you need a concrete patch that is that's a little bit thicker because you're on a vertical surface, okay?
Right.
So you're going to have to do like thinner layers to go over the top of that. What I would do is there's a patch, a company called ThoroCoat. Okay, it's an orange can that you can buy. Mm-hmm. They may make it pre-mixed, but I think it's a powder. And you're going to mix it, and they do make, you can buy usually at the hardware store an acrylic additive. So instead of using water, it's almost like a gallon. It looks like milk. And that's going to make it a little stickier.
Okay.
And then in the areas where you're going to fill this in, you're going to put in some a thin coat of this and let that dry, or at least set up a little bit before you put the next coat on top. And and if you did that and then kind of finished it all off, you'd bond it all together. It should hold for you and not go anywhere.
Okay. Now, is that a concrete? What's the difference between concrete and mortar?
Well, mortar. It's a different makeup in the aggregate and stuff. Then the mortar typically has sand in it. Concrete typically has stone in it. But you're looking, when it comes to a patch, the patches, they're very similar in the makeup of the ingredients that are in there, because the aggregate is more like sand when you're doing the patching, as opposed to a stone. So, yeah, you could use mortar. I mean, quite frankly, you could use mortar mix in there. Both ways, if you were going to use it, I would use a latex additive, which will help make it a little more sticky, and on that vertical surface will help you a lot. Appreciate the phone call. Quick break, and we'll get to news. Hi, it's me, Lou Manfredini, and I was recently asked why I recommend Gilkey Windows. Lindsay, ask me. Say, hey, why do you recommend Gilkey Windows?
Hey, Lou, why do you recommend Gilkey Windows?
Well, here are the facts. Gilkey has been independently verified. That would be actually a good commercial. Like, if you did that. Go ahead, say it like that. Just say, hey, Lou.
Hey, Lou, why do you recommend Gilkey Windows?
Well, here are the facts. Gilkey has been independently verified to be among the country's most energy-efficient windows. Gilkey custom manufactures and professionally installs your new windows. There are never any middle people, and the Gilkey warranty is second to none. Right now, get $250 off fiberglass or vinyl windows, $700 off patio doors, no interest financing for 12 months. To learn more or to set up a free no-obligation in-home visit and estimate, give Gilkey a call at 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY. Or visit them online at Gilkey.com. You can choose vinyl or you can choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey. When we have our listener appreciation day, as they walk in, this is what they'll hear.
Can't touch this.
I've got a white Corian sink, but there's that gray spidering.
Can't touch this.
A couple chipmunks get in my garage. I think they died.
The tenant allowed the dog to urinate on the wooden floor.
Break it down.
Oh, nice. Did you put that in the lease? Feel free to let the dog urinate inside the apartment.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
Good morning, everybody. Enjoy the cornflakes.
And House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Hammer time! Joe Brand likes the hammer time. He's got his head bobbing. He's got the Joe Brand bobblehead going in there. I like that. Welcome back.
He's even wearing those pants.
Right.
What are they called?
You know how you got to be so careful about what you say now with people and everything? So this week, I've been in town all week. I didn't have to travel anywhere, which for me is awesome when I don't have to go anywhere. And so I went to go do WGN television on Friday, and I walked Mike Toomey, you know, the very talented Mike Toomey, who's on the WGN morning show, was sitting at his little cube, and Bill, there was a writer there that I always see, and there was a woman that I don't know that was next to them, and I walk up, I said, you know what? This is the first time I've worn pants all week. So the point was, as I said it, I mean, I was saying I wore shorts all week, which was really made me comfortable. But then this woman was like, I don't know you, and I don't want to offend you. Like I wasn't, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know her. And I, the first thing, the woman has no idea who I am. And the first thing she out of my mouth, I said, I haven't worn pants all week.
Maybe she's heard that promo about you wanting to wear a skirt.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
You're a special person.
I'm an interesting person. That's all. My wife right now is cringing. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Art, who's in Palos. Hey, Art. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. My question is that I have a old building, and it has, like, asphalt siding on. It looks like brick with, like, little sand in it and has a backing on it. Is that made out of asbestos, and when was asbestos made for these type of things?
I mean, the thing that to know about asbestos is you can't know it's asbestos unless you test it. And prior to 1980, typically, the numbers change quite a bit, but prior to 1980, anything, you know, there's a good chance a home has asbestos in it somewhere. So if you really want to know for sure, you got to take a piece of it and have it tested. What do you want to do? What do you want to do, Art?
I'd like to either take all the siding off of the building,
okay,
and either get rid of it, but I don't want to put it in any garbage or anything if right. It's asbestos.
Right. Well, what'll happen is that as you contact like siding companies to come out and take a look at that, they'll kind of take a look at that and they'll say you've got two choices. We can have it remediated, which is, you know, it isn't, people hear asbestos remediation and you immediately think it's like crazy expensive, and it's not, but it is an added cost. I'm going to say that if you were going to remove the siding off of your home, whatever it would be, you're probably going to add about 20%, maybe even 25% if it's asbestos. Now that's real money, but it isn't like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, $25,000 to do all this. Or they'll say you can encapsulate it, meaning that they're going to install the siding right over the top, which is legal, and it's okay. Now, the only issue when you put siding over siding is you've got an issue as to how you're going to trim out the windows and the door trim and whatnot so it looks good. But if that gets addressed and done properly, when it's all done, you will not know the difference.
Is there a home tester that you could test this out?
Yeah, well, there's a home test kit that you can buy at the hardware store. You got a nice Ace Hardware down there in Palos. Go see the Harrises there and get a ProLab asbestos test kit. Now that is you're gonna take a chunk of the asbestos, you're gonna put it in an envelope, and you're gonna mail it to this company. The test's gonna cost you $10 and then $30 for the lab, and they're going to come back and tell you if it's asbestos or not.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan. Thank you very much.
You're good.
I appreciate it.
You're a good man. You got it. You're a good man. I appreciate you calling us more. We were talking earlier today. I don't know if you followed the story. A couple of crazy stories. A week and a half ago, this giant steam pipe burst in New York City. And caused all this damage. And one of the biggest concerns was the asbestos that this infrastructure in New York City had and the exposure to it. And there were all these stories running around about asbestos. My experience has been, now I am not an asbestos contractor, but I've been around enough of them and asked enough questions to know. You know, the people that worked in asbestos plants for years and years and years are the ones that were at the highest risk of contracting illnesses, you know, cancer being a major one from asbestos. A brief exposure to it, like what I was just talking to Art there, if you take a chunk of the siding off and you put it in an envelope, that isn't a risk. That's a minor. You have no real risk there. Wash your hands. You're good to go. Want to wear some gloves? Even better. A little bit of an exposure like that is not something to be terribly concerned about. It's the long-term exposure that is really something to worry about. And so that is something to keep in mind. And the fact of the matter is, if it's in your home, in particular if you have younger kids, you want to get that taken care of. And as I mentioned, the remediation is not as expensive as you think. You know, Lindsay, it'd be interesting, I think, to talk with a asbestos remediation contractor in a coming show. Maybe put that in the notes that we could have someone come on and talk about that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. This is Kevin. Hi, Kevin. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. I have a quick question. I'm planning on building a concrete block house, single story. It's going to be about 74 by 18. But the quick question was, I've been getting quotes on foundations. I want to do a crawl space with the foundation wall and footing. Would you recommend that, or would you put in some sort of a flat base in between the walls?
Do what kind of base?
So they're putting a floor of some sort. I simply want to do a foundation wall and footings and gravel, and I've been told that that's not the good thing to do anymore. Would you recommend that? Would you say something? What would you say would be wrong about that? That's a question I would like to ask.
Okay, so you're going to build a house. You want to do a crawl space, but you're not going to use that crawl space for anything.
Well, I mean, not necessarily. The question is, I don't want to put in a basement, and yeah. I've been told, what is there anything wrong with putting in simply a foundation wall with footings and gravel, like water concerns, anything like that?
No, I mean, you can certainly build a home with a crawl space. I mean, the issue is, the issue is really the best use of your space, right? So, the one thing is with if you're building a new home. Mm-hmm. To mobilize the excavator to do all this work, there's going to be a fair amount of excavation that has to happen to put in a crawl. They're going to still dig a hole that is, as if they were digging, they're not going to trench it. Well, they could, but I doubt they would. But they would dig a hole and remove some of that soil, and then you're going to have this crawl and the foundation walls go. Now, if you go a little bit deeper, yeah, the foundation wall is going to cost you a little more, and there's a little bit more excavation. But in the end, now you have a home with a basement, which is added space that you're paying for, right? You're paying taxes on it the whole nine yards. And so the question becomes, if you really don't ever see yourself using a basement, then, if it were me and you were dead set on a crawl space, I would put the crawl in. I'd put a concrete floor in there just so you have a nice solid base for if you're going to run mechanicals down there or just when you go to resell it, if someone opens up a trap door and sees a bunch of dirt and gravel, that's kind of a, what is that? I don't understand it, but they understand concrete. And, sure. And I would do something like that. So if you don't ever imagine that you're going to need a basement or want a basement, then great. That doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, very good. One more quick question. What height would you recommend? I'm thinking 3 feet for the height from the gravel to the joist.
Well, that's gonna depend a little bit on the topography of the land and how much you can pull that foundation out of the ground based on the code requirements and zoning requirements. So that's going to be, they're going to say, okay, I can have X amount of foundation out of the ground based on where the curb is typically. Is this in a residential area where you're building this home?
It's a very rural area. It's Erie, Illinois. It's 20 miles away from the Quad City.
Yeah,
so there's literally no regulations. Yeah. It's just very minor. Just water. Like
right.
Septic.
Right,
well.
Right, 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 right. So, yeah, I mean, a 3-foot crawl, you have enough room to move around in there if you need to do anything? Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir.
You got it. I appreciate you calling. 7:47 in the morning. Quick break, and we'll be right back. I love the 7-grain bread at Jimmy John's. And my wife will say, shouldn't be eating all that bread. It's so good.
Oh, I like the unwich.
Oh, with the lettuce.
With the lettuce.
I love Jimmy John's.
I know. It's freaky fast.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that good for you, but it's delicious. And I like the 7-grain. I mean, I like the other bread, too. But I like the 7-grain bread. That's my favorite. Like, I want to buy a loaf of that.
Maybe.
That would be my bread, okay. Like I make sandwiches with. Hey, Sloan has spent more than a century pioneering smart restroom solutions that are built to last a lifetime. Can I tell you something? That the toilet systems here at the brand new studios are not Sloan, and they're the automatic flush, and they don't always work. Bothers me.
Ugh, then you have to touch that little thing.
Button. Like, if you're going to have hands-free, have it work. Sloan's lineup of commercial restroom products are taking hands-free faucets, designer sink systems, high-efficiency fixtures, and water-saving flushometers to a new level of innovation. Learn more at Sloan.com. Join me Saturday, August 25th, for a live broadcast presented by Sloan at the Cubby Bear from 7 to 10 a.m. There'll be free breakfast, tickets, and prizes. You know they're going to make a special Sloan breakfast sandwiches?
I did hear that.
Yeah, did we name it yet, officially?
Oh, what did they say? They said
the Royal
Sink or something.
No. I think it's called the Sloan Royal, which is their kind of their name.
Okay.
Yeah. The first 50 listeners are going to get a free Sloan goodie bag. Register at WGNradio.com/events. That's going to be fun. I love the Cubby Bear.
Me too.
That's so fun. So come out. That's August 25th from 7 to 10 a.m. All right. Welcome back. Our Noodaloo 2. I got a call. I got an email from a friend of mine who runs a rep firm. You know, they represent different companies that make stuff. And he said, you know, I know, and this is true. His name is Dan. And he goes, I never bother you with this stuff, but this is kind of a cool item that you might be interested in. And if you want to stay organized, then this might be the answer for you. It was invented by a guy locally here, and it's made in the USA. Take a listen.
How much stuff do you have lying around? Everyone, especially parents, know how quickly and easily things pile up around the house, and different sizes of storage bins, boxes, and tubs can make a space look like a disaster zone. This week's Noodaloo 2 will simplify the organization process with one system that stores it all. The Lock and Roll Organizer Deluxe Storage System. The system includes four organizing accessories that allow you to customize the system to match your storage needs. Install the bungee cord to create a ball corral that holds things like footballs, soccer balls, basketballs, all your balls. Or utilize the shelf feature to store cleats and baseball mitts. No tools needed to assemble. Create your own workout station with the small storage buckets that hold your weights, bands, and water bottles. Or organize all your gardening equipment using the small dual hook and multi-use holder for the shovels, trowels, hoses, and whatever else. Lock and Roll can do just that. It can lock, it can roll, it can rock, it can roll. This thing is hip. Whatever your organization project, the Lock and Roll Organizer Deluxe Storage System can be customized to conquer the clutter. Check it out on Amazon. It starts at about $199, so check it out. That's this week's New to Lose 2.
It's not an inexpensive proposition, but it's cool looking and it can organize everything. I think that you could use it in your garage. I think you could use it in your basement for all that stuff that's all over the place. Do your girls actually? You don't use your that's not the playroom in your house. The basement.
It is the whole house is
the whole house. Well, I don't know that you would put that in your basement, but if you had a true basement, you have a split level that's kind of open. But if you have a true basement where the kids go down there and put all this stuff, like. What I was thinking when our kids were little, we had a doll room for the girls, which is now my office, and which is very small.
Still a doll room, though.
It's still a doll room. It is, actually. You're right. You're right. It is. And actually, I kind of, you know, that my girls are bigger. I kind of miss that it's not a doll room anymore.
I'm sure.
What do you got going over there with your mic on?
Is that me?
Yeah. What are you playing in there?
Are you
listening to another radio station? What are you listening to, The Score, while you're on with me?
No, just listening.
Mully and Hanley or whatever? No, they're not on right anyway. You could put this in your basement in a corner, and it'd be a great thing to organize and hang stuff on, and then you could just put everything in its spot.
If we have a closet where we could like roll it into, because we do, we have like they've got soccer balls and they've got volleyballs and
right. We have in our garage, I used to use, Rubbermaid makes this storage shelf unit that has like a basket and stuff, which we had for years. But it's a little, this is funny now that I'm thinking about this. I always wanted it to be able to move because if I wanted to clean the garage and get behind it, it gets all dirty and stuff. And then you overload it. This thing has casters. You just pull it out of the way and go. I like it.
Right.
Lock and roll. Oh, no, it's not lock and roll. It's lock and roll. Invented right here.
Do that again?
Local lock and roll. Yeah, but it's ampersand. Lock and ampersand, right? That's what that thing is?
With a little,
Lock and roll. organizer. You can find it on Amazon. Cool item. And it's invented by a local guy, made in the USA. You know, I love that. 7:55 in the morning, quick break, and we'll be right back. My wife just texted me. She said, instead of touching the listeners, you know, which can be a sensitive thing, connecting with the listeners, right? That's much better, right? You all right with that, Joe? Connecting okay. with the listeners instead of touching?
Connect with me.
I don't know if there's any songs that connect, yeah. connect with that connect. You can belt out.
Oh, we're going to find one. Don't worry.
We'll find one. Connecting. Oh, yeah. It's the, you know what? It's that line from the Eminem song. Testing, connecting, please. We probably can't play any Eminem on WGN radio, right?
Beep, 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 beep.
It would just be a complete beep song. Real quick, let's take a quick call before we are going to break for news. This is Cindy in, where are you, Cindy?
I'm in Sheridan, Illinois.
Where's Sheridan, Illinois?
It's west of Sandwich.
Oh, all right. Very nice. Nice to have you. My sister's name was Cindy. It's always nice to talk to a Cindy.
Thank you. I am having problems with squirrels that are chewing on the framework around my garage doors.
Son of a gun.
I know. And they outnumbered me, so.
Yeah. All right, here's what I want you to do. There is a product by Bonide called Repels All.
Okay.
Repels All.
And, repels all.
And it's a spray, and it stinks to high heaven. And so initially when you spray it, you're not going to like it, but spray it on the trim right there and do that every other day. And after about probably 3 or 4 days, they'll be gone.
Great. That will help me a lot.
Yeah.
It sure beats having to paint every 2 weeks.
Exactly. Let's not do that. And then once they're gone and they've moved on to something else, you can, patch up and paint up, and I think you should be okay.
Thanks for your help, Lou.
Have a wonderful day, Cindy. I appreciate you joining us this morning on House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. We're going to break for news right after I tell you that the Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. And if you're a smart speaker user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Into the WGN Radio Newsroom in silhouette. Here's Doma Tipongo.
Most people love the weekends. A little R&R, time with the family, maybe some celebrating. Unless you have a to-do list around the house a mile long. How do I find?
When do I need to?
I don't know what to do.
Hey, you only know what you know. And what you don't know, maybe Lou does.
I'm not that smart, but I'm no dummy.
Give him a call with any of your home improvement questions. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I'm only one call away.
Just one call.
I'll be there to save the day.
It's a little dramatic. Welcome back, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. This hour of our show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, Fox Home Center, and by our friends at Rogers Roofing. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Joe Matee is here. Joe Brand is here. Lindsay is getting coffee, which is very nice of her to do. Joe Matee, are you filling in? Are you broadcasting anytime soon?
Yeah, Monday.
What are you doing?
So Griff, who produces for John Williams on Saturdays.
Who I hear sleeps here sometimes.
From time to time.
He's taking over the role of one Mike Steven, who, you know, Mike and I go way back, and he used to sleep on Tom Peterson's couch.
The almost said the late Sam Peniotovich, God no. that's the wrong way to put it.
Yeah, right.
But the former Joe Brand
right.
used to sleep around here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Griff will be sleeping here till Monday, and I'll meet him here 11 to 1 a.m.
Wow.
Monday night. We're going
to It's good to be young.
Yeah, man.
Joe, they got to tap you for some of that stuff, too, right? Late night stuff. Nothing you'd rather do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, why not? Let's squeeze it in.
You've got to come hang with us, actually, Joe.
I would. You know what? I would really, really enjoy that. In fact, maybe one day when I'm coming home from the ballpark, I'll just swing by and not even tell you guys and just walk right in.
Just show up.
We'd
love
it.
Turn a microphone on and go. All right, so this Monday night from 11 to 1.
Yes.
What are we calling that? What are we calling you two?
Well, it's
you should come up with a name.
I'm trying to come up with a cool name. It's not coming together just yet. Mm-hmm. I got to get it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, Griffin Philippich, G Phil. Somebody texted in and said they're calling him G Phil. So that's his
G Phil. I like that.
That's it. So he's a rapper apparently. And so we're gonna talk music, movies, and
he's
all that.
He's that famous rapper from the western suburbs.
Exactly.
That's funny. All right. Well, we will be listening for sure.
Yeah.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. And let's see. Phil is in Lake in the Hills. Hey, Phil, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you very much for taking the call.
Of course.
excuse me. Sorry. Fence busts. In this weather conditions, and of course, we know we go from sub-zero to the lovely temperatures we've had this season with all the rain. What is a recommended setting material? You've heard bad things and good things, and depending on the quote you get, wet concrete, dry concrete, angular gravel, regular gravel and water, blah, blah, blah. any recommendations for this particular area?
Okay, so there's a...
Wooden post, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a couple of newer options now that this one... I'm kind of excited about, and it's a product called Sika, and it's a polyurethane fence post mix. And so this stuff is, we actually sell it at one of our stores, and I've seen it. I have seen it in action, and I've seen it, in fences. It's basically, it's almost, have you heard me talk a little bit about the how PermaSeal does this poly level system where they can raise your concrete slabs and stuff if you've got a sinking slab and stuff? This is a...
We've actually had the front walkway raised up because it's sunk below the...
Okay. All right. Well, it's a do-it-yourself version of that. You dig the hole, you pour this stuff in, and it foams up and fills the void, and you're done. And it sets the post like almost immediately. So from an installation standpoint, it's great. And the fact that it's a foam, it protects the wood and creates this barrier between the wet soil and the wood in the post, which, you know, long term, people will tell you, oh, yeah, I had a wood fence. I've had it there for 10 years, and then, it snapped off at the ground. With concrete, which is still a good choice, the fact is, you've got all these chemicals in the concrete. Even if you use a treated post, it's constantly, degrading the treatment that's in the post itself, and you will get some decay over time. With the gravel setting, that whole idea is that it just drains the water away. The soil sort of compacts itself, and if it ever gets loose, you can put a little more gravel in there and compact it after that. So. For me, I kind of still default to just putting the posts in concrete. But now that there's this polyurethane system out there, I would use that over concrete.
Okay. Two other questions. Yep. Earlier, as I was sitting here on hold waiting, you had mentioned one of your favorites being Jimmy John's. ever had Jersey Mike's?
I have had Jersey Mike's. I do like Jersey Mike's as well.
Just prefer the seven grain bread over Jimmy John's.
I don't have a problem with it. I like what do they do? Mike's Way or whatever it is, with a little oil and vinegar. It's very, very tasty. So I like a good sandwich.
Okay, as my wife was walking by, she said, we're not going to be putting the fence up ourselves. Are there any insulation people, which are all over the place, that you would recommend?
Yeah, so you're up in Lake in the Hills.
Northwest, Crystal Lake, Woodstock.
Yeah, the guy that I've known forever that does this is a company out of Niles. I don't know that they go all the way there, but it's a company called Bob Jacks, and they might go there. I would look in there as well. And then the big one that they moved recently, but I think they have locations around there, is TrueLink, and they do wood and vinyl and chain link, whatever it might be. One of the good sources for you would be to do something like NARI.org. NARI, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, plug in your zip code, look for fence contractors out by you, and see if there's someone local to give you a bid on that. And then talk to them about this foam system. More and more people are using that. There's commercial versions of it, so they can do it because they can set the fences so much faster. You know, it used to be that they would come and dig the holes, put the posts in, and they'd be like, all right, we'll be back tomorrow, or we'll be back in 3 days to put the panels up. Now, literally, when they get to the end, it's set, and they can put the panels on and finish it in a day.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your help.
I appreciate you calling this morning as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is John in Schaumburg. John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. How can I help you?
I got a one-piece Kohler toilet, and on that, you screw the toilet seat just right into the body of the toilet, and there's no nut on the end of the screw to tighten it up. And so the hole, one of the holes is stripped, and I can't tighten it up anymore.
On
what
the
can I
on the
what?
On the Johnny bolt?
Yeah, yeah, on the screw that screws the toilet seat onto the toilet.
Okay, the toilet seat onto the toilet.
Yeah.
All right, and okay.
You know, on a two piece toilet, you usually the screw goes through, and then you put a nut on the end of it, but on this, there's nothing like that. It just screws right into the body of the toilet, and there's no nut to tighten it up.
Oh.
So that hole seems to be stripped, and it won't tighten.
Ooh, and there's no, and if you take, so that hole doesn't go all the way through on the body of the bowl?
No.
Huh. All right, let me ask you this. So can you tighten it? Can you tighten it to a point where it's kind of snug enough, but then if you keep going, it seems like it's stripped?
I've done that a number of times, but it comes loose right away as soon as you use it a couple of times.
Yeah. Is the screw that goes through the toilet seat, is it plastic or metal?
No, it's metal.
And when you take if you take the toilet seat off and you look down in that hole, can you see a threaded? Can you see any threads in there?
Well, I've been having trouble getting the screw out of there. I mean, it won't unscrew either. So I guess I've got to take a putty knife or something.
Yeah.
And try
so here's what I would try to do, because if it's stripped, then you can't get at that bolt. Try and get a putty knife underneath there and remove it all. Then I want you to go. JB Weld makes a thread lock, okay?
That
you can buy, and you can buy a thread lock. You can buy blue and you can buy red. You want the blue. Red is permanent. You can't get it out. I mean, you could, but the blue, what I want you to do is pull it out, inspect to make sure there's no way to get that nut out of there. Then put that blue thread lock on that toilet seat, a bolt. Set the toilet seat back on there and crank it down right till you get to that point where it's snug and you don't go any further, and then stop. Do you have another toilet? Yeah. Do you have another toilet you can use for overnight?
Yeah.
Leave that for 24 hours, and I bet you'll solve the problem.
Uh-huh. Just getting a wider screw, could that possibly do it?
Well, I mean, the problem is it could, but the problem there is if you're not successful and you strip it or you turn it, then you're stuck.
Yeah.
Use the thread lock with the screw that you have, John, and see if that works out. I think it should. Appreciate the phone call. It is 19 past the hour. We'll be back right after this. You know, a pretty common problem in our area is moss, mold, mildew, and algae on outdoor surfaces. You scrub it off and it comes right back. You don't want to use bleach, right, or harsh chemicals. You want a cleaner that is just, you know, not, less harmful. That's Wet and Forget Outdoor. You just spray it on, wet it, forget it. Then every time it rains, Wet and Forget gently cleans that black and green stuff off virtually any outdoor surface. It works on brick, stucco, stone, virtually any outdoor surface. All you have to do, the driveway, the deck, the sidewalk, you name it. With Wet and Forget, there's no scrubbing, rinsing, or dealing with pressure washers. And for hard-to-reach places like roofs or second-story siding, check out the new Wet and Forget Rapid Application Hose End. It attaches directly to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Make cleaning easier. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget today at your hardware store or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you.
Got a problem around your house you just can't figure out? You might want to call Lou, just saying. He's taking your calls live right here, right now on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Well, it started out down a dirty road.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you on WGN Radio. John Williams coming up the Blackhawks convention at 10 o'clock this morning. He's gonna interview Tony Esposito, I have Joe Brand. I have a very interesting, Tony O does the Marconi commercials, you know, for the Jardinera.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, Lindsay, what was that Blackhawks, not the convention, but we did the Blackhawks, they do it in the summer out at the Blackhawks thing. It's like a party, summer party type of thing.
The practice or the...
Is it the family day or something like that?
When they get their first game, their first practice game or
like whatever. Red versus white scrimmage or something?
No. Oh, yeah. So are they doing that again, too? That would be coming up in the late summer. And they've always been nice, the Blackhawks have. So anyway, I had an opportunity to interview Tony Esposito, and he sits down, and, you know, he's a nice guy, and I handed him a jar of Marconi Jardinera and had him sign it.
That's awesome.
And so it's sitting in my office. But so then we were having a dinner party once, and somebody said, hey, do you have any Jardinera? And we didn't have any, and the only thing I had was the jar of Jardinera that Tony O signed. And I'm like, do I open the Jardinera? Well, I did. We ate it all.
Do you still have the jar?
I still have the jar. I cleaned the jar, and it's signed. And so, I mean, you know, in theory, right, what good is the Jardinera if you don't eat it, right? So, anyway, I got that going for me.
I think that's fair.
Which is nice.
Yeah, if you keep, you know what you should do is print out a picture, like a big picture of Jardinera.
And put it in the thing.
Yeah,
no
so
one
it looks
know.
Like
right.
It's still filled.
Fold it in. I could probably do that on my printer, and you wouldn't even know. Right, that's good, Joe. You're smart. Smart kid. Where'd you go to college?
Illinois State, but that's about all I got.
Fear the bird.
Fear the
312-981-7200. Mary Lou is in Oaklawn. Hi, Mary Lou. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Lou, I have a faucet. By the way, I've talked to you before. I'm also from Punta Gorda, Florida.
Florida? Oh, very nice.
Yes. I have a faucet in my bathroom, and it has a little round, not lever, but round thing that you pull it up to turn it on, and it's getting very, very hard to pull up. What can we do? How can we fix that?
Single lever, right?
Right. It's round, and it just comes right up.
When you lift the handle up, is there a, do you see a little, chrome, is it chrome? The faucet?
Actually, it's gold.
Okay. When you lift the thing up, there's like a cover underneath there where you may see a horizontal line that is like a cap that connects the... It's an excussion that holds the thing down. If you grab that with your hand and can try and loosen it a little bit...
Oh, okay. I'm turning it on now. All right. Is there something underneath there?
Can you grab that under the handle and kind of turn to your left a little bit?
Yes, I see it.
Can you turn to your left?
Okay, just a minute.
Give it a shot. No?
Yes, no. I turned it just slightly. Let me try turning it again.
All right. Live radio, nothing better. Running water. Everyone's running to the bathroom right now. I got to go to the bathroom. I got to pee. Anything? Any better?
No, it's certainly not much better.
All right. Here's what I want you to do. My favorite new lightweight oil is a product called Superzilla.
Superzilla. Okay.
And I want you to, with the handle up, take a little bit of it. It's got a little plastic spray now. Spray a little bit on there. You probably got a little calcification in there, but it's got capillary properties, meaning that it'll work its way in to where the stuff is holding you up from turning it on and off. And I bet it'll lubricate it for you, and after a couple of uses, it should loosen up fine for you.
Oh, that's great. I can get that at the hardware store.
You can get that at the hardware store, Mary Lou.
Superzilla. Okay.
Appreciate
you. Thanks so much, Lou.
You got to have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. Quick break, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Lou Manfredini. I'm joined by Mike Gilkey, president and owner of the Gilkey Window Company.
Hey, Lou.
Mike,
is this a good time to purchase replacement windows?
The timing couldn't be better. Summer heat is right around the corner, and Gilkey Windows do an unparalleled job keeping the hot air out and the cold air in. Not to mention, Gilkey Windows eliminate the transmission of nearly all UV radiation.
I understand that Gilkey Windows have been independently verified to be among the most energy-efficient windows in the country.
That's right, Lou.
Right now, take $250 off Gilkey Windows and $700 off patio doors, plus no interest for 12 months. Choose vinyl or choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey. Visit Gilkey.com to learn more or call 888-3-GILKEY.
That's 888-3-GILKEY.
Didn't you just tell me that you were going to read something?
I was. Hey, Lou, you've heard of a bar crawl, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is a
When are we going?
What?
When are we going in the bar crawl? When's the last time you went on a bar crawl?
I don't think I've ever. Well, I did one in Italy once, and it was
I went on one, naughty. And it's just not my, I'm not that big of a drinker, you know? And like, there were, and the, it was some bar crawl for some guy's 40th, and it was, he's younger than me. I was the old one of the older guys, mm-hmm. and I mean these guys were hitting it,
yeah.
and I was like, "Wow!" And they had a bus and the whole nine yards. I'm like,
"Yeah,
not my thing."
I can't do that either.
Yeah.
I'm a drinker. I drink every day.
Do you want to say that?
But I don't.
Now we're gonna get the text messages.
But like, I don't drink.
You drink sparkling water, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't drink heavily every day. Like, you know, I can't do the like binge. I mean, so this pub crawl was in Italy. I mean, it was in college. I mean.
Right, and we all know the Italians. They love the hooch.
Whew, it was a doozy. But I'm actually not talking about a bar crawl right now. This is about a taco crawl. Chicago's Best is hitting 5 taco joints in one day, and you get to join Sunday night at 10 on WGN TV. Mike Stevens.
I love tacos, so does Mike. The key to a good barbecue, though, is preparation. No one likes a warm beer, and remember, you can never have too much ice. Invest in one of those special candles, keep the mosquitoes away, and always make the potato salad the night before. With steaks, thicker is always better. And the last step before the big barbecue, don't forget to call Deck Tech. Deck Tech cleans, seals, and protects your deck, restoring it to its natural beauty. In fact, Deck Tech has been helping Chicagoans enjoy everything from Memorial Day to Labor Day and everything in between for over 25 years. For a free estimate, call 800-956-DECK. 800-956-DECK or visit restoreyourdeck.com. Deck Tech, helping Chicagoland families and friends enjoy the outdoors for over 25 years. That's amazing. All right, it's time now for WGN Radio News. Into the newsroom, here's Doma Tipongo. I was just handed this from Lindsay because, you know, I don't know my geography about Sweden and Switzerland. If you're in Switzerland, you're never more than 10 miles from a lake. In Sweden, the official language is Swedish. ABBA is probably the best-known Swedish band. No, that's Sweden. Yeah, Swedish. Yeah.
I'm so confused. Are you talking about Switzerland or Sweden?
That was Sweden.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Are you Swedish when you're from Switzerland, or are you Swedish
when you're Swiss when you're from Switzerland?
Okay, wait a minute. ABBA is probably the best-known Swedish band.
Right, they're from
That's
Sweden.
That's on my Sweden sheet.
Yeah, they're from Sweden. That's correct.
So you're Swiss when you're from Sweden?
No.
So when you're from Switzerland, you're what?
You're Swiss.
You're Swiss. And when you're from Sweden?
You're Swede.
You're a Swede. Oh, Swedish. Mamma mia, here I go again. Mama, how can I resist you? Steve Alexander, we miss you. I know he's out in California. Hopefully he's still sleeping. He's a funny guy. Welcome back. 8:37 in the morning. Oh, are we waiting for our guest to call? So let's get back to our phone calls. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Richard is in Carpentersville. Richard, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
My question is about my garage. I've got a ranch house with a garage that kind of juts out in the front.
Okay.
And just bought it last fall. And
it just, I'm sorry, it just flooded?
No, the house I bought last fall.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry.
This is the first year I'm in the house.
Understood.
Last winter, it got extremely cold in that garage, below freezing. And now this year, in the summertime, it gets incredibly hot. And I'm wondering, what's the solution to this? The walls are insulated. I installed, when I first bought the house, an insulated door.
Okay.
But the ceiling above the garage is not insulated.
Is it drywall?
It's drywall, yes.
Okay. And does the garage face south?
You know, it faces west.
Faces west. Hmm. All right. And so keep going.
What I'm looking for is some solution to moderate in the winter and the summer.
But you don't want to heat the garage.
No. I just want it to stay above freezing.
Right. All right. Well, all right. Tackling the heat is probably a lot easier than the cold without doing any kind of heating. So, if everything's insulated, certainly insulating the ceiling would help if you're trying to temper the space. From the heat, what you may want to consider doing is putting in an exhaust fan in the wall that's set up on a thermostat that when it gets really hot, it kicks on to try and draw some of that hot air out. And that you could put... what's the home built out of, Richard? Is it brick? Is it sided?
It's sided. It's vinyl siding.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could have... you could install a wall exhaust fan. I mean, really, you could take a regular bath fan if you wanted to, but something that has a lot of CFMs, right, to install in the wall... vent it right out the side.
Yeah, I had thought about that, but there aren't any windows in the garage. It's just the door. So
right.
With that closed, I don't see that there's air to draw out.
Well, it's going to draw because it's not airtight, right?
No,
so
that's correct.
It's not, I mean, it, nothing's airtight. And so you'll get draw and for sure. And, I mean, in a perfect world... You know, here's the thing is if you put a vent, you could put a vent in the door or you could put a vent on the other side of the garage through the wall, just like a cold air return, right?
Yeah.
And you could have that vented where you open and close it if you wanted to moderate it between the seasons so that you could close it in the wintertime so you're not getting any more cold air in. But you could open that up and allow there the exact opposite of the garage where it's at. To pull in the air. Now, keep in mind that if it's 90 degrees outside and I'm pulling 90 degree air in, chances are that's less than the heat inside the garage when the door is closed, right?
Yeah,
and so I'm drawing that air, I'm pulling it, and I'm creating this airflow through there, which can really help tremendously. And that you set up on a thermostat, you set it at 90 degrees or whatever, and go. If you wanted to do something more substantial, you could use a roof fan that you could mount on the outside of your siding and then just put a cold air return right on the inside to really get the CFMs. The key there, you want something that's at least 300 cubic feet per minute, if not more. If you go to a roof fan, you're talking about something that will pull probably 600 CFMs. So the more flow, the better, and it's still pretty quiet. That should help you with the... the exhaust in the heat side. On the winter on the winter side, that's a little more problematic. Like I said, the insulation in the attic will help with both, but it's not going to heat that space. And so if you're trying to get the chill out of that place, you may have to come up with some sort of supplemental heat just to get the chill out. If you're going to do electrical work to do the... exhaust fan, you could possibly get an electrician to run something where you put an electric baseboard on one side of the garage that has a thermostat on it that you could set to a certain temperature and forget it, and it could kick on just to get that chill out of there. Now, obviously, when you open up the garage door, it's going to let all that cold air in. But once you close it and get a pretty good seal out of it, an electric baseboard heater might get you, instead of it being, 25 degrees, it could probably get you to 32 degrees you know, on those really cold days, so at least it's not so frigid cold inside there. Now, there's a energy use to that. If you can do it, it's more efficient if you can have them run a 240 line out there instead of a 110, just because it'll be a more efficient use of your energy bill.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks for the tip.
You got it, Richard. I appreciate you calling this morning. House Smarts Radio on 720 WGM. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGM.
Welcome back. If you follow us on Instagram, if you go to Instagram and you go to Lou Manfredini, we're doing an Instagram live during our show right now. So you can see our beautiful WGN Radio Studios just by going to Instagram. Beautiful sunrise with the in the Allstate Skyline Studios. My back is to the lake, right where the river comes out. The lock that you would go through if you were coming into the river is right there, which is really fun. If you ever get an opportunity to, to go through the river and out onto the lake, if you'd like to ask a question, you can also do that on Instagram Live, and we'll answer that as well. What do you have? Oh, people are waving. They're saying hello. Hi. Hi. Nice to see you. There's Lindsay there as well. All these people are joining us right now on Instagram. Hey, your hair. What are you doing there? Hmm. Right. She had bruschetta last night.
Thank you.
Pause due to poor connection. What happened?
Ah, there we go.
Did you not want me to talk about the bruschetta?
No. It's embarrassing.
Okay. Never mind. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Jim in Chicago. Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. Our house has what is considered a flat roof. It's a California ranch, and it has cathedral ceilings, no attic, and we're thinking about getting a new roof. And different roofers have said, one, get a Johns Manville Apex 4.5 APP. Another one says, get GAF rubberoid membrane.
Yeah.
Another one says, get a Carlisle SureWeld 60mm TPO.
Oh, the old 60mm PPO. Yeah. That's a good one.
Seriously?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Okay, wait. You said we have a California roof. I got a little bit of an echo with you for some reason. Do you have a... Is that you?
Yeah, I'm here.
No. Is that your Instagram thing? Why would that be echoing through here?
No, don't have Instagram. So.
All right, good. Well, then it's not you. You said you have a California...
Ranch,
but you have cathedral ceilings. So do you have a low-slope ceiling that has a flat roof material on it?
Yes.
Got it. So it's a very low-slope ceiling.
Correct. They never want to put shingles on.
So it's flatter than a 412.
Yes.
All right. What I would do, you could do a rubber-modified roof on there, but when it comes to those roofs now, there's a bunch of technology out there, and one is a welded PVC roof. And a welded PVC roof essentially is like a giant tarp that they will come and fuse the seams together. It's actually the type of roof that's on top of the United Center.
Oh.
All right? And when it's done correctly, you don't even see the seams. One such manufacturer, it's a commercial manufacturer, but you could look at this to then find a residential option, is a company called Sarnafil. Sarnafil. And this would be there's a couple ways to go. They can put this down on the roof, and then they can mechanically fasten it around the perimeter of the roof so it just lies there. Or they can put it on there and use an aggregate over the top of it, and it holds it in place like a little stone. Which was kind of a look, that California roof that you're talking about, they would put little river rock up there, and that acts as ballast to hold the roofing in place. But also, if there's any low spots, you know, like a pocket here and there, the sun hits the gravel, and the water evaporates.
Yeah, the thing is, we had gravel roof once, and it seems like I was always cleaning out the gutters.
From the gravel.
From the gravel, yeah.
Where are you in Chicago?
Northwest side around Harlem and Higgins.
Okay. Two companies I want you to contact to get estimates for this kind of roof.
Uh-huh.
Rogers Roofing.
Oh, yeah.
And Lindholm Roofing.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Contact both of them. Tell them I told you to call. And see if they can come out and give you some options, in particular as it pertains to the welded roof that's... Tell them I want the roof. Lou says I want the roof that is on the United Center.
All right.
All right, and then see what they can tell you from there. Appreciate the phone call. All right, we got our Instagram live coming. This is from Carol. She says, hi, we're selling our home, and we have a very bad oil stain in the driveway from the car. Help, please. I'm not coming to your house, Carol, but what you could use. What are you doing?
That's a better angle.
Oh, it's a better angle. Thank you. There's a product called Pour and Restore that you can get at the hardware store. Put that on there. It looks like milk of magnesia. And you put the Pour and Restore on there, let it dry. Tomorrow, take a putty knife and scrape it up, and you'll have an oil stain. Excuse me, you'll have a water stain. But when that dries, it will. It should solve the problem whatsoever. It's great. Pour and Restore. Thank you. Very fun. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
It's the weekend. Time to get to work on those projects around your home. But don't work too hard.
Everybody is in too big of a rush. Lay back, take a sip of tea, mow a little grass, and then if you get tired, take you a nap.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Take you a nap. I like that. Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Jerry in Island Lake. Hey, Jerry, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Two questions, if I could. One is flooring. What do you think about hardwood floor on concrete? Can you do it, and what's involved?
Sure, you can do it. The thing is that you need a moisture barrier first. I would. Where do you want to put this? Is it a basement? Is it a first floor?
Well, it would be a house in Florida, so it would be
on a slab.
Home on a slab, yes.
Okay, so you know what they love to do on floor is they like to glue those floors down, but you gotta you gotta control the moisture. So I want you to order a gallon of bone dry, okay, and that you're going to put down on the concrete first, and then there are engineered wood floors that you can glue down to that floor if you want. Or you could go with a real wood floor if you wanted as well, but you would have to first mechanically fasten some plywood to the concrete.
Okay.
And then you'd put a vapor barrier down, and then you'd put the real floor. That would raise the floor up a little bit, so you'd have to mess around with trim and doors and things like that. I'll tell you this. My friend Mike J., just put in one of those luxury vinyl floors in a cottage that they have. Okay?
Okay.
And it looks like wood, and it is beautiful. I was just talking about at Fox Home Center, they have, I know this is down in Florida, but they have a new vinyl, luxury vinyl floor from MSI that carries it. And even, I know the guys at Builder Supply Outlet, they do luxury vinyl tile, too. This stuff's really nice looking. And if I were doing a home in Florida, I mean, who do you got going in and out of that house, Jerry?
Well, nobody yet. It's a future plan.
Nice. Okay. Do you own the home now?
No.
No, a future plan.
Just a dream.
Okay. So as you're dreaming, I would really look into one of these luxury vinyl floors. And I have no problem with it, in particular on a slab like that, because they're waterproof. I still want you to put the vapor barrier down, but you will be amazed at how beautiful these floors are, how durable they are, and affordable. So, I mean, I still like hardwood floor, don't get me wrong. But and I think that a hardwood floor is really kind of one of the best added value propositions when it comes to your home and adding value to it. But in a situation like that where you're down where it gets really hot and it gets really humid, wood, you know, is a natural product. It absorbs all that stuff. And I think that you'll find that this can, this could be a really good alternative for you.
Oh, it sounds good. I've heard about that and I've heard good things about
it.
So
go check it out.
That'll be a better idea. And one other quick question. Yeah. What my plan is, I want to make a cottagey look.
So I want to raise the ceiling to like a cathedral ceiling and then put the wooden planks.
Yeah.
I need some sort of attic space up there if I do that. I mean, there would be attic in the home, but like I say, I want to remove that ceiling and do a cathedral-type ceiling.
So the only thing you got to worry about there is the construction of the home and find out if the the ceiling joists may be acting as some sort of wall tie structurally. And so it isn't that you can't do that, but you have to address it with a good carpentry contractor to make sure that if I remove the ceiling joists and I just leave the roof rafters exposed, do I have to tie in at all with some other wood members or steel rods or something to strengthen the walls on the outside? Because it could be that they're working to help the structure as well. And so you just need to, address that to make sure that you're not compromising the structural integrity of the home, but it certainly is possible. And with an attic space or cathedral space, remember that while you can have an air gap, if you fill it with insulation so no air can penetrate and you create a solid member like that of insulation, then it that's okay. You don't need airflow because it's full of insulation and air can't get in there. And that is an acceptable way of insulating a cathedral space. Thanks so much for the phone call. The Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN. Hey, smart speaker users, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Time now for WGN Radio News into the newsroom. Here's Doma T. Pongo.
You're listening to Lou. That's right, that fix-it guy. Right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Over the horizon, smooth sailing. It's concrete sea.
Welcome back.
Now she headed east down the boulevard.
This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Ace Hardware and by our friends at PermaSeal Basement Systems.
You know, if Domati sang, do you sing Domati? I feel like this would be what it sounds like.
You can't even see how hard I'm in here dancing.
I can't. You're in complete silhouette. We need some lighting in that newsroom. It's unbelievable.
Oh, man.
You like this guy?
If I could sing.
Can you sing?
Can you sing?
Not at all.
Oh.
But I feel like this is what you would sound
like. Wait, but your girlfriend Kia sings. She's got a beautiful voice.
Yes, she does. And she kills my confidence anytime I'm humming along to something.
She just says, don't sing?
Don't sing.
You know,
on key, babe.
I'm going to say something that might get me in trouble. But, you know, my lovely wife.
Should I get the Neil Diamond song ready?
No, my lovely wife, who is the love of my life, and I love her. Right? There's nothing I would do, nothing I wouldn't do for her.
Of course.
She can't sing. She likes to sing.
She won't hear anything in that disclaimer, by the way. She'll only hear the last five
actually
seconds.
Coming too. She likes to sing, and she does sing. And every now and then she hits a note, and it's good.
That's me.
But my children all, listen, my son Max, who's in a little musical review this weekend, has the voice of an angel. The kid has a beautiful singing voice. Actually, all four of my children, if I can brag, all have beautiful singing voices. But Max really has a beautiful voice. He can hit it and high notes and in tone. And it's so much fun to watch these kids do that kind of stuff.
And that comes from you.
Yeah, I was going to say, where does it come from then?
Not from my wife. their looks and all their everything else in their life is from her. No question. I get to lay claim for the singing voice. Touching me, reaching out. I can't believe you don't like Neil Diamond. 312.
He is nails on a chalkboard to me.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But
Kentucky
song,
Woman?
Who sings that last song we're listening to, though?
Leon Bridges.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I know Leon
Bridges. Oh, yeah. It's a great album.
Oh, my God.
Great album.
It's my best friend of my mind.
Kentucky Woman? Or... I am, I said. Oh my gosh, that is like an anthem.
He creeps me out. And now that you've made the Sweet Caroline even more creepy for me, I'm pretty sure.
I told you, years ago, we went to a Neil Diamond concert. We got invited to a Neil Diamond concert. I don't know if you guys remember the story. Joe, have you ever seen Neil Diamond?
I have never seen Neil Diamond. I would love to.
Domati? Any desires? Okay, it was at the United Center. The place was packed.
Oh, I'm sure. I know that they're
packed. And we, this friend of ours had tickets. We were on the floor like we were, I mean, maybe 30 rows back on the floor. And we're sitting there, and we don't know what to expect. We like the music, and this woman sitting next to my wife says, "How many concerts have you been to?" And Maribel said, "This is the first one." She goes, "Oh, this is, remember this?
I do like, remember this.
This is our 70th concert or something crazy like that. And we're going to Milwaukee. He's going to be in Milwaukee." She's like super excited. She goes to my wife, "Don't worry. I'll tell you when it's time to stand up." And so I was expecting, I was fully expecting the crowd to be a bunch of people our age and older. And while there was an older crowd, there were a group of women your age, Lindsay, like in front of us, we're young millennials, and they sang every word and they were out of their minds excited to be there. It was really...
I don't believe it.
I'm telling you.
No, It was a fun concert. Have you ever been in a bar when Sweet Caroline came on?
Sure, that song. But like, that's the only song that everybody knows. I mean, what are the other ones?
Cherry,
Kentucky Woman. I Am, I Said. Oh my gosh. I Am, I Said. I want. We are listening. We drove in together.
Oh,
we rode
no!
into. Yeah.
No.
We're going to listen to that song.
Uber.
I need some help from somebody. You know what? Watch. Here's Roger in Chicago. Roger?
Good morning, Lou. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure, go ahead.
Do you like Neil Diamond?
Yes, I do. I went to my first concert a few years back here with my wife for our anniversary, and it was the first time I'd seen him. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable show, right? The guy at the time, he was in his 70s, and he just rocked it out.
No, he did. He was. My wife was just tickled pink today. Surprised.
Isn't that nice? All right. How can I help you, sir?
I have a block and brick home, three-story, single-family, flat roof. Had a kid, Jordan, from Rogers Roof, and Greg can come out because we thought, well, maybe the roof's leaking. But he thinks maybe there's moisture built up due to poor air conditioning or venting or something. What's happening is the seams in the drywall, they're starting to split. The paint in the corners are twisting. It's bizarre, and I just... don't know if it's coming through the mortar or where the heck it's coming from.
Hmm. Is this happening everywhere in the home or in just certain parts
of
the
home?
On
the third level is all our bedrooms, okay? So it's coming, you know, on the third level.
Hmm.
So you can't figure out
you don't see
even in the light bulb.
Really?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Okay, and it's a brick home.
Yeah, black and brick. And it's three stories, flat roof. And like I say, the kid from Rogers Roof, from now, great kid. And
he said the roof looks good.
He thinks the roof is fine.
Wow. All right. Well, I think that one of the things that is important, if in an area where it's the worst, I think you may have to do a little investigation and open up a wall to see what's going on there. It could be if it's it's a single family home, but was it a three flat at one point or
no, it's brand new construction. That was one not brand new, but 14 years old.
Oh,
only.
All right, and yeah. so you've got brick in the front and block on the sides.
Yes,
and
yes,
is it split face block on the sides?
You know, it's the interior walls are all black from the bottom floor all the way up, and then they, you know, brick over.
So on the side walls of the home, it's brick as well?
Yes, all the way around.
All right, yeah, I think you probably need to investigate if you're getting moisture infiltration through the wall, but in the areas where it is the worst, I would have someone or you cut a nice big hole in the drywall. Look, if you're going to cut a 1 foot by 1 foot hole, you still got to patch it. So cut a 3 foot by 3 foot hole or three foot by 4 foot so you can get in between the studs on a couple of them and see what's going on with the insulation and the walls.
Okay.
I'm worried that if it is infiltration on the side walls, that you've got some mildew and mold issues, and then you've got an unhealthy home situation.
Oh, yeah, that's what's scaring me, absolutely.
Right, which you absolutely don't want, and then you can kind of approach it from an aspect of whether or not you need to get the sides of that building waterproofed.
Yeah, see, I don't remember, I was here when they're building it, of course, but I don't remember them seeing that brick.
Yeah, they typically wouldn't seal the brick, but if you've got some infiltration coming from, I mean, the fact that you're telling me it's more prevalent on the second floor throughout
third floor,
but throughout the home, right?
Yeah, throughout the
It's
third
not
floor,
just
yeah.
in one section, so That assessment of maybe not being the roof and being the walls could be an issue. It could be where the lintels are over the windows. Like, pay attention to if you notice the damage being closer to any openings that are in those walls. So if that's the case, it could be something with the lintels, the metal that's over the top of those roofs.
Gotcha. That could be, because one of the worst spots is in between two windows in our front bedroom.
Right. Right.
Where the spot's very soft.
So it could be something. It could be something that has to do with those, how those were installed. If they're pitched incorrectly, if they're too wide or too long, something like that could be the cause. But really, pay attention to where the damage is based on the windows, and then open up those walls, and maybe even in a couple spots, Roger, to see what's going on, so you can better assess and then figure out how to proceed. Good luck with that. I appreciate the phone call. It is 9:20 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
Table.
My hands are up right now. This is what they did at the United Center. Come on, Joe Brand's doing his hand going. Come on, Joe. There it is. Look at it.
Got some long, skinny arms there, Joe.
You know, we were having a great day. We just said so many good things, you and I, back and forth, and then again with the image.
I like it. He's a handsome fella. What's your girlfriend's name?
Allie.
She's a lucky girl. Come on.
I'm a team player, but I just can't.
Here, wait.
Leaving me lonely still.
Listen to the guitar. Wait, here comes a good part. Listen to the horns in the background.
Strings.
Yeah, listen.
Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king?
Here it is right here. And he became one.
And then became one.
All right, you can take it down now before I have to pay for the song.
Is this the part where you could stand?
This is right. You could stand. I don't know. I can't remember now.
Oh,
there's nothing better than that.
I know.
What's the matter with you? It's like you're un-American. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Nicole. Nicole is on the line. Hi, Nicole. You're on WGN.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
We have invasion of the flies. There's all of a sudden, they're bigger than house flies. They're kind of a metallic colored fly that you kind of see outside a lot. And they're gathering around one window in particular in the house, and we can't figure out where they're coming from. It's just kind of like, as the day goes on, there's more and more. I'm not talking like two or three. It's like dozens of them. So any suggestions on, you know, we've checked all over the outside. We're on the second story of a condo, which is a four-story walk-up.
Yeah.
We've checked the screens. We can't figure out, like, where they'd be coming in and why they're kind of congregating in that area.
And they're congregating where again? Lindsay was talking in my ear. Tell me again.
Yeah, there's, like, one particular window in the house that they seem to congregate around. It's a east-facing window in our, I guess, where our dining area would be.
Yeah.
And kind of that, and then there's another window in the kitchen that's kind of fly around back and forth between those two windows.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to be in the rest of the house at all.
And they're little bitty flies.
They're like full grown, like the greenish blue metallic color fly, the kind you might see like buzzing around a garbage can outside.
Oh, you're
so they're not like the grayish house fly.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I would do with the flies. There is a fly trap with an attractant that you can buy at the hardware store. It looks like a squatty mason jar.
Okay.
And it has a little cap on the top, and you'll put a little attractant in there. It has a series of holes on the top. Place it over by the window, and they're going to fly. They're going to like, what, that smells delicious. And they're going to go inside this little thing, and they're going to catch them, and you should be able to eliminate that. It's a better way than just spraying and trying to attract as many as you can. And then in the areas around the windows, you know, if the screens are sound and everything, wipe everything down what works really well is like those Lysol wipes, you know, those disinfectant wipes, like the trim and stuff. Just wipe all that down, that there's no little greasy residue or anything on there that might be attracting them, and put that attractant trap down there, that fly trap down there, and I bet within a couple days you have this problem solved.
Okay. And are these, do you know life cycle? Is it because it's like they hatch out of somewhere and there's
well,
a bunch?
Well, flies can go about 30 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
If you stay after that, keep everything clean, and mm-hmm. You should be able to eliminate the problem.
Yeah, and we've worked everywhere. Like, if there's something dead somewhere outside.
Right.
Can't figure it out.
I know
out.
It's. You know, I have heard a lot of issues with flies of late, where I've gotten a lot of calls and emails from people saying everything was fine, and then 2 minutes later I have all these flies, and so
exactly.
I think it has a lot to do with the temperature and the moisture in the air, and just we're in their world, they're not in ours. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So. All right, well, we will try it. And that can be, you can just go to any hardware.
You can get it at the hardware store. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank
Nicole.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I said. I'm just going to end every time I do a call, I'm going to say, I said. With the recent rainy weather, PermaSeal is working hard to keep homeowners across Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana dry, but they need your help, right? PermaSeal is now hiring in all departments, especially sales, customer service, and installation. They're looking for people with a great work ethic, who have ambition, positive attitude, want to learn new skills and have a desire to make the world a better place, drier place? Does this sound like you? Then go to permaseal.net/careers. Apply today. No experience is needed. PermaSeal will teach you to become an expert in waterproofing and foundation repair. Their experienced team offers great training, year-round work, tremendous growth opportunities, and a great, fun work environment. To apply, go to permaseal.net/careers. If you're looking for a career change or a dry basement, you know who to call. PermaSeal. At 800-421-SEAL, that's 800-421-7325, or go to permaseal.net. 9:30 in the morning. Time now for WGN Radio News. Into the newsroom, here's Doma T. Punk.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I listen every Saturday.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I listen to you every Saturday morning.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. You're how-to.
Don't be scared. Pick up the phone. Give Lou a call. He's live taking your questions till 10 right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
That you ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout. We started the investigation.
Welcome back.
It's against the law.
House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I got a joke from our friend in California that I want to share with you this morning. I think you're going to like this. Joe Domati, this is from Steve Alexander. Our West Coast, what are we calling him?
Correspondent.
A wealthy art director, collector rather, got a call from his attorney who told him, I have some good news and I have some bad news. The art collector replied, you know, I've had an awful day, so let's hear the good news first. The lawyer said, well, I met with your wife today. She informed me that she has invested only $5,000 in two very nice pictures that she thinks will bring somewhere between $15 to $20 million. And I think she could be right. The art collector said, holy cow, that is well done. My wife is a brilliant businesswoman, isn't she? You've just made my day. Now I know that I can handle the bad news. What is it? The lawyer replied, the pictures are of you and your secretary.
Where does he keep getting these?
I don't know. He's got like some...
It is true. He always...
Yes, he's good.
And they're good.
They're good. And then he always sends me one. He'll send me one that here's one you can use and here's one you can't. And the ones that you can't are pretty funny. But, you know, that would be Mr. Fix-It After Dark.
That might be the new show of Doma T and Griffin's show.
Right, there you go. Mr. Fix-It After Dark. I like that.
It's a night side for you.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Beverly is in Dundee. Beverly, you're on WGN. Good morning. Hello, Beverly. Ooh, Beverly's on a cell phone. Let's try Beverly one more time. 3-2-1. Let's see if we can find Beverly, and then we'll go to Bill, who's in Des Plaines. Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. Lou, I have an outside entrance crawl space under our bedroom, which was built for a mother-in-law's quarters. And the crawl space has a gravel floor and bat insulation in the rafters. And I'm always concerned about the water pipes, which go to a bathroom, sink, and shower, and toilet, freezing during the winter.
Okay.
And I know that the bat insulation in the rafters was installed with the paper facing down to the crawl space, which I've read is the wrong way to put it in.
Right.
But I'm looking, Lou, for help. And how can I insulate this crawl space, which is about 14 by 20 feet, where I no longer have to worry about the pipes freezing? And Lou, they are insulated with that, you know, bad insulation wrapped around them.
Right.
But there's no heat in the crawl space.
Okay. So the piping, Bill, if I were to go into the crawl space, the piping is up in the floor joist space, or is it hanging below that? Like, is it running parallel with the wood members, or is it running perpendicular?
Well, it's running right under the wood members to get to the bathroom, but they are with that kind of foam insulation wrapped around them.
Right.
And they, in other words, you can see them.
You can see them. So the floor joists are insulated. The piping is connected to the bottom of the floor joist, but it's wrapped in a foam insulation.
Correct.
Okay. And the walls, the little knee walls of the crawl are also insulated as well.
No, the walls are cinder. One side of the wall is brick,
yeah,
and the other side of the wall where you would entrance, two sides of the wall are cinder block.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you enter in from the outside through the cinder block doorway that you pull off the wood and crawl into the crawl space.
And one other thing, how tall is this crawl?
About 3 feet.
Oh, okay. Okay, a couple things that I think I would recommend. You want to have someone do this work, right?
Yeah, I'm 82.
Oh, all right. Okay, you're done with that. Yes. Why don't you call PermaSeal and ask them about their clean space system? And I'm going to tell you what this is.
Okay.
They're going to come in, and they're going to assess the crawl, and they're going to essentially put a pool liner around the base, the walls, and even the ceiling of the crawl. And it's going to create this, it's going to control any moisture and or odor, and it's also going to help to trap the heat that's in that floor space. Okay, so they're going to wrap this clean space under the piping. Okay, so it's essentially becomes part of the floor space, but it's sealed up, that any heat from the room above, because that's heated, right?
Yes.
Well, because we don't need it to be, all we need it to be is 32 degrees, right? We don't need it to be 100 degrees.
Correct.
And with this clean space and having it all looking good, it's going to give you, it's going to take away your concern of the pipes freezing, in my opinion. It's also going to, when someday when you go to sell this place, Bill, they're going to open up that door and go, wow, look at how nice that looks, right?
Yes.
Because young buyers are going to look at a crawl space that you access from the outside as something scary. And eventually, you know, depending on what your plans are, you want to get the most value out of it. I think it's something that you will retain value in something like that. And I know that they'll do a nice job for you.
I can't thank you enough. Just call PermaSeal regarding their clean space crawl space system.
Correct. And you tell them I told you to call.
Thank you, Lou.
You're a good man. I appreciate you listening. It's 9:43 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Anna is in St. Charles. Hi, Anna. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I have a asphalt driveway. It's about 2 years old. And we did a fresh coat last summer. I also have a leaky hose that got left on all night long.
The leak was at the top of the driveway right by the garage, and we have a long, steep driveway. It sort of went all the way across the top of the driveway, curved down a little bit, and went into the grass. So it left behind a water stain and kind of a rusty stain also. I tried to wash it off. Well, I washed it off with the, I tried to wash it off with the hose. It didn't come off. Then I thought, well, maybe after a few rains it'll disappear. But it's been about two, three weeks, and it has not disappeared yet. So I'm wondering what to do.
Go buy a bottle of CLR. And, and a bucket, and I want you to put a, like a, you know, get a 5 gallon bucket and fill half of it with hot water and put about, put it, buy a gallon of CLR and put half of the gallon in that.
Okay.
Stir it up, take a, take a broom or like a deck brush that you can fit in the bucket on a pole and give it a little scrubbing, scrub.
Yeah.
Rinse, we're done.
Really? Oh, wow.
I don't make this, Anna, I don't make this stuff up.
It sounds so easy.
I know.
So should I only try it once and it'll do it with one try?
It should. Yeah, it should. I mean, you got obviously high iron in the water and it just left that stain over the top. And if you mix, you can't use the CLR straight because it'll affect the the sealer on the driveway, and so you're gonna do half of it. So you're gonna, you got a 5 gallon bucket, half of that filled with hot water, buy a gallon of CLR, put half the gallon in that, mix it up, scrub it, rinse it, you're done.
Okay, so 5 gallons of hot water and half a gallon of CLR.
Half of 3 gallons or a gallon, whatever am I? 5 gallons, 2.5 gallons of water.
Okay.
Half,
oh, sorry.
5 gallon bucket, fill it halfway with hot water.
Okay, got it.
Half a gallon of CLR.
Got it.
Mix,
all right,
scrub, rinse. It's going to work.
Okay. Thank you, Lou. Yeah. You're awesome.
You're more awesome. I appreciate you calling. It's 9:46 in the morning. You know, Sloan has spent more than a century pioneering smart restroom solutions that are built to last a lifetime. Sloan's lineup of commercial restroom products is taking hands-free faucets, which, by the way, there's a Sloan hands-free faucet in our bathroom, works perfectly, and designer sink systems, high efficiency fixtures, and water-saving flushometers to a new level of innovation. Learn more at Sloan.com. Join me Saturday, August 25th for a live broadcast presented by Sloan at the Cubby Bear from 7 to 10 a.m. There'll be a free breakfast, tickets, and prizes. The first 50 listeners are going to get a free Sloan goodie bag. Register at WGNradio.com/events. Okay, like this.
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some more. This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WG. Son of a. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Mary's in Riverside. Hi, Mary. You're on WGN.
Hi, Blue. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Actually, my son went to school with your daughter, Mallory.
Oh, I love Mallory.
We do, too. She's darling.
Oh, thank you.
I have a brick bungalow in Riverside. We have a tile roof. And copper gutters.
Nice.
And we had the living room ceiling painted. And sometime over the winter, a brown ceiling, or a brown spot on the ceiling appeared. I suspect an ice dam. And it hasn't gotten worse over time. And we've gone through another winter. I'm wondering, do I need to have the gutters inspected, or can I just repaint now?
You said you have a clay tile roof?
Yes.
And in this spot where you have the staining, is there an attic space up there that you can stick your nose up in there at all?
It is not except, I mean, there is an attic space. We're a bungalow, but it's one floor, and we do not have a walk-up, so you really have to. It's a lot of maneuvering to get up there. You have to go up the basement steps, and you have to have a 12-foot ladder.
Right. Well, I mean, so you suspect it was an ice dam because when this occurred, did it happen? Okay, wait. Did it happen last winter or the winter before?
The winter before.
So you went through all last winter.
And it has not gotten worse.
All right. You have no odor or anything like that?
Nothing.
Okay. And the rest of the ceiling is fine?
Yes.
All right. Who's going to patch this? You or your son that went to school with Mallory?
Definitely not him. You can ask Mallory.
I can send Mallory over. We were having a discussion last night at dinner. I had dinner with Quinn and Mallory and Max, and then Mallory said, "You know, I really don't get a chance to do a lot of this stuff, but I like doing it." And then my son Quinn has become the handyman for all his friends, so I could send him over. Okay, what I would do is this: go to get a little. I want you to spot prime that area first with a little.
Like hills?
Yeah, it would be great. You know, you're only going to need, you're literally going to need a brush full to do it because it's a small spot.
Okay.
Once that dries, if you have any of the flat paint left on the ceiling, the nice thing about a ceiling, because it's dead flat, you can touch it up and you shouldn't see it at all.
Okay.
And I would probably use a roller for both so you match the texture. If you use if you use a brush, you'll see some brush strokes on it. So get like a little 4-inch roller and put the kills in there, hit it, let it dry for a couple hours, touch it up with the ceiling paint, and then keep an eye on it. If it comes back, then you're going to have to go to the basement, get the 12-foot ladder, and see.
Right.
But the fact that you made it through last winter and it didn't get any worse, then maybe you're right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling and listening to the show. We appreciate it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. My name is Lou Manfredini, and this is 720 WGN. We'll be right back. I like that guy's voice. Consider it done. You've heard me say Rogers Roofing is a trusted name in roofing, right? But did you know they also specialize in siding and windows? Yep. Over the past 50 years, they've helped tens of thousands of homeowners installing reliable roofs, beautiful siding, and impressive lines of replacement windows, gutters, and gutter protection. You can call Rogers Roofing, Siding, and Windows for a free, honest inspection and great work at a fair price. Give them a call. 773-768-3022. That's 773-768-3022 or rogersroofing.com. Oh, and you can tell them Lou sent you.
Happy trails to you.
Thank you so much for listening. Bob Ferguson for being our engineer. Lindsay for producing. Joe Brand for just being a good-looking fella. And Domati Pongo on news.